Marker, Hamilton trailer reaction. Action!
You are listening to Alamo City Movie Talk Podcast, the podcast for all cinema lovers.
What's going on, Alamo City Movie Talk fans? I'm Ryan D, aka Ryan 680.
I'm Angela Black,
and this is Alamo City Movie Talk. Movie Talk for movie fans, guys. You bring the movie world right into your ears, devices. Thank you for making us a part of your day. Let's get right to it. So here in Texas, guys, it's actually... we're getting spiked up on coronaviruses right now.
Yes, definitely coronaviruses are on the rise. So hopefully everyone's staying safe out there wherever you are.
Yeah.
Keep doing the face masks and social distancing. Just stay safe, everybody.
Yeah. We're actually down here in San Antonio, Texas. So it's actually pretty crazy right now. So stay safe, guys. Social distancing. Again, already what my wife said, you know, face masks. But yeah, let's get right to it. You know, break from reality, because reality is a little bit crazy right now. And yeah. So this is our break from reality. We get to go to another movie world. Who would have thought, Hamilton? Have you seen the play? Because I haven't seen the play.
I have not. I have been wanting to. My boss at my internship did, and she says she really enjoyed it.
Okay.
She still has her little ticket.
Oh, wow. So here's the thing. So they came to San Antonio last year or the year before. It was very recent. And when they came, for some reason we missed it or something. Like, it was just one of those things where
a few years ago, I feel like we missed a lot of opportunities. Like, I know, I think Lion King came many years ago and we missed that. And they're coming in this year. Hopefully it doesn't get canceled. Cause I know Aladdin was canceled, and that was me and my mom were super bummed about that. But yeah, I've heard great things. I know my boss explained to me a little bit what it's about, but I also did look into it further. So I'm really excited to see how this is. I've never heard any of the music. I don't really know too much about what it's about, how the play runs. So yeah. I'm really excited to see this. I hear great things about this.
Yeah, same here. I mean, I've heard nothing but good things about this play. And so it's just very creative, I guess, in a sense, or just, I don't know, I read another article saying like they actually want this movie to be shown in theaters. So it's kind of creative for Walt Disney World to actually be like, hey, we made a movie out of this. But like, I mean, if you don't like the movie, you have the musical. If you don't like the musical, you have the movie.
Well, obviously, like with any musical, I know when we saw Wicked, and I know there's talks about bringing that to the big screen. Obviously it's a super long play. Story. I mean, so you can't translate it scene by scene onto. Maybe. But you could. But it could.
2.5 hour long movie.
2 or 3 hours. I mean, Endgame. Depending. So again, I don't know how long this play is supposed to be, but I'm just curious if it's going to be very, very similar, if they're going to make changes at all to it. Yeah. So I know we saw Cats, the musical. There was a couple things that were little changes.
Yeah, but that was just terrible.
I like the music, but the CGI, oh my gosh, it's just such a disappointment. So I'm curious to see how this plays out, if there's any changes. So I'm curious how our fans who have seen this, and then
how they react
to it when it comes out.
Yeah, so let's give it a chance. All right, let's get right to it. You ready for this?
I am.
All right, let's go. Oh, man. Oh, I just missed the magic already.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, Disney World.
To the show.
Sorry. Oh, next week. Okay.
The $10 founding father without a father got a lot farther by working a lot harder, by being a lot smarter, by being the self-starter. To your union and the hope that you may you always be satisfied.
Sound City.
Disney Plus, baby. Can't wait to review this. I mean, this is going to be pretty exciting.
I got goosebumps.
Right? We're definitely going to review this, guys. It's crazy because they released this trailer June 21st, and it comes out next week. It's weird. It's just like, hey, a week pretty much.
Yeah, I think Disney has a lot of pressure to put out content, especially with Disney Plus. I mean, I know that's one thing that, you know, I remember hearing about, that there wasn't too much new content that was being put out right when it first launched.
I read the comments. It says, I'm crying. I've only seen animated versions, never actual musical. Disney Plus trial, here I come. So, it's getting people that don't have Disney Plus
right.
to get them so, and to get
so
it.
So it yeah. looks like maybe it is the full musical, which I would want to see. Yeah, I want to see. I don't want to see. If I'm going to see this for the first time,
I think it is.
I would want to see it the way it is in Broadway. Mm. You know, obviously it can't be, you know, not in person. It's not the same. But
yeah.
I wouldn't want them to cut anything out or make changes. Mm-hmm. So I'm really excited if it is the full, like how the musical is just brought to you at your home.
Mm.
I think that would be really cool. I really like the music. I kind of read a little bit about the types of musical styles in this. So that was like a little bit of jazz and a little R&B and stuff.
Yeah.
So I
love the music.
I'm really excited.
Yeah, it looks very good. The characteristics. It just so first and foremost, the characteristics between just like we got that 1 minute. I mean, it was just like a few second scene where the like you said already, like the music was inclining well with the the actors or actresses or the
their
music.
Scenes,
There's it already looked like it's about to go down. It looks like it's about to get pumped. It's about to get, you know, embrace that moment. Embrace that emotional moment, almost as good as what was it? Oh my God, the Lady Gaga scene, which she did with Bradley Cooper. You know, it feels like it's gonna be that same momentum. It's gonna carry that same charisma, that same emotional feeling, emotional bond that carries throughout everyone's, you know, lives and everything, especially with what's going on. I think this is a great time to release it. This is a great time, especially right for July weekend. Right for independence from our country, guys. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a little, yeah.
Screw King George. Yeah. Declaration of Independence here in America.
But yeah, I'm really excited. I think I would definitely give this a thumbs up, would you?
Yeah, oh yeah, most definitely. Most definitely, yeah. I'm definitely going to give this a thumbs up. Yeah, I think everyone's going to be wanting to watch this on Disney Plus. Everyone's Disney Plus subscriptions are going to go up. I guarantee that. Because by reading off the comments, everyone's just like loving it.
Yeah, and plus also, I mean, Hamilton's such a big name. Like, it's one of the more iconic Broadway shows, I would say. Like, pretty much everyone knows what Hamilton is. I mean, I've heard of it before, but I never really looked into it. But I knew what it was. And so I think that's just based on alone, it's just going to attract a lot, you said, a lot of subscriptions.
Yeah.
And plus, I feel like there's such a big fan base. So I think that it's going to get a lot of views.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, sure. Most definitely. And I got chills when I was watching like that. I mean, listening to that beat, I was just like, boom, boom, pop. Like, I love that. I love that a lot. I mean,
It definitely kind of reminds me of like Cats, like how they played the more. I would think that the song that's being played is really significant, like maybe one of the more iconic songs in this. And we just didn't know it. Because, again, I have never seen this. So I'm really excited to hear that number, so especially.
Most definitely. And you know, the way the moves and everything, they actually look really good. They actually look straightforward. And I love that because it looks so smooth. So I can't wait to see this. All right. All right, guys. If you haven't already, hit that subscribe button. Thank you for making this a part of your day. As always, I am your host, Ryan D. Aka Ryan680.
I'm Angela, that cat lady Ange.
And this is Alamo City Movie Talk. Thanks, guys. Have a wonderful day and stay safe, everybody. Stay safe, San Antonio.
Hello, everyone. Thanks again for listening to our podcast. We truly appreciate the support. Be sure to also check us out on YouTube, guys, where we do strictly movie reviews. Hit us up on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter for all of your movie news, reviews, and our special giveaways and contests, guys. You know what to do, and you have yourself a wonderful day, and stay classy, San Antonio.